You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Again, covers the Titans down there at 102.5 The Game in all of Nashville sports. He's Joe Rexroad. He joins us now. Joe, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. I have to imagine we're sitting in the number two pick. You're sitting in the number one pick. It feels like a lot more options, a lot more question marks surrounding the Browns right now at the number two spot. But does it feel pretty good right now, feeling like you're relatively solidified in what you're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the Titans are going to go with Cam Ward. I mean, I guess it's always possible, you know, that they could shock everyone, or that I guess someone could shock them with a ridiculous deal to move up to get him. But I mean, everything that they've done here, in the last few weeks screams Cam Ward as the decision. So, I think that the door, they've also made sure that it's out there publicly that they haven't decided that they are open to the possibility of a move. So I would leave the door cracked, again, if someone decides that they're just completely in love with Cam Ward, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I think Cam Ward as a prospect is, a little bit underwhelming compared to some years in terms of the top quarterback in the draft. And so I'd be surprised if anyone wants to do anything crazy to go get him. And I think I don't know if I would characterize it as they've resigned themselves to take him. I think they've convinced themselves, maybe talked themselves into it, but also meeting with him, I think he helped himself a ton in terms of kind of putting words to the film and things like that. And so I think the Cam Ward era in Nashville starts this fall.
Is that sort of a fair characterization of how you felt it went? Because it feels like that almost from an outside view, and that's coming from somebody who I think the Browns like Cam Ward a lot, and if he was there too, it'd be a no-brainer pick for him. But did it take some convincing? Was it a buy-into? Maybe from an organizational standpoint, it feels like, but also even from like a fan base standpoint?
Yeah, well, the fan base standpoint, it's very split, very polarizing. I think organizationally, absolutely. My coworker Diana Rossini just last week, had a report out there that the people in this organization who, have wanted to trade the pick. And I think coming out of the combine, that was the strong feeling, was that the Titans are probably going to address quarterback in some way in the veteran market, and then they're going to try to move down. And if they can't move down, if they can't get something great, then maybe, then you look at a Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. So that changed. That changed, and it's a totally new front office. You still have Chad Brinker. They fired the GM, Rand Carthon. But Chad Brinker, who Rand Carthon brought in, has been elevated to sort of, president over everything. Then hired Mike Borgonzi from Kansas City to be GM, and then you bring in Reggie McKenzie, Dave Ziegler, two guys with a lot of experience who are new guys who have strong voices in that organization. So it's a totally new situation, along with Coach Brian Callahan. So I'm not surprised at the idea that there would be, you know, varying viewpoints. Is everybody in total lockstep now, you know, all aboard the Cam train? I don't know. But again, their actions tell us that's the way they've decided to go. You signed Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle as your veteran quarterbacks, and everybody knows that Will Levis, you know, it's not happening here for him. That tells me you have a spot for a starter, and you're about to fill it.
I'm glad that we feel very much on the same page. Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle feel a lot like Kenny Pickett to me.
right.
Yeah, would have loved to see them start. But how big of a pick is this? Because you bring up Brian Callahan, who he was floated around, obviously, in the offseason, that even being a first-year coach could sort of have his name drawn out of the hat to be almost out the door, a one and done. Now, how big of a draft is this for Callahan and Co., really, in keeping their jobs in Tennessee?
Yeah, well, look, the controlling owner Amy Armstrong has been, obviously, has just been on a rampage, frankly, since, you know, since midway through the 2022 season, after a long stretch of stability, of winning. You know, this team is the number one seed in the AFC in 2021, even losing Derrick Henry, but then, you know, lose to the Bengals at home in the playoffs, and it kind of starts to unravel. Then you trade A.J. Brown, which was the thing that cost John Robinson his job, former GM John Robinson his job, but he gets fired mid-season, which is just bizarre. There's no reason to do that mid-season. Then Vrabel is the guy, then he gets fired. Then Rand Carthon is who they're rallying around. Now he's been fired. So, yeah, I think everybody's on high alert there. And Callahan is – it would be unfortunate. I think if you're a Titans fan, you don't want this to become the Bears, where people are constantly on different timelines. And so to me, the Titans should be looking at this like, look, if you didn't fire Brian Callahan after last year and you're now drafting this quarterback, and the reason he got this job is because he's supposed to be a developer of quarterbacks, well, then you've got to give him some runway and you've got to be all in with him. And we're going to find out, because obviously you bring in a new GM, and a lot of times a new GM has a coach in mind, right? He has his guy out there. And so it seems like the most obvious next person to be on the hot seat would be Brian Callahan. But again, I think that would be a bad way to approach it. If they're going to stick with him now, you know, then, you know, obviously we're going to see how next year goes. If the product's bad, and if there, you don't see a lot of hope with Cam Ward, then maybe, you know, you make the move. But to me, the mindset should be that he should get some time here.
How big, and Joe Rex Road of 102.5 The Game in Nashville and The Athletic joining us on the Northern State Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How big of a gap do you see it right now of Cam Ward to Shedeur Sanders, with the Titans obviously most likely drafting Cam?
Well, I'm a terrible, you know, I liked Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning, so, you know. but I'll tell you that if I was drafting a quarterback in this draft, it would be Shedeur Sanders, because I value seeing the field, quick decisions, and over again consistent accuracy. And that's one thing with Shedeur. You know, first of all, I watched a lot of his games, and he just had terrible offensive line play. So, and sometimes I don't think he handled it well. I think he maybe ran himself into sacks and he bailed out and he's trying to make plays, but he just didn't have good conditions. When he had conditions, you know, his on-target throw underlying numbers are terrific. Like, they're fantastic, best of the draft by far. And I wouldn't take either of them with the number one overall pick, but if I was drafting a quarterback, I would take him. Obviously, I think the consensus here is there's a pretty big gap between Cam and Shedeur. And I get it. Look, I mean, I think the ceiling is higher with Cam. I think the floor is higher with Shedeur. But I get the ceiling with Cam. I mean, he makes plays. Anybody who watched him at all, he does some stuff that, you know, off platform and the different arm angles and some of these throws are just outrageous. So I understand if you could harness that, how tantalizing he is as a prospect. I also know that the guy that they just tried out at quarterback was a very talented guy with a lot of arm talent, a lot of athleticism, who played too much hero ball, and we saw how that worked out for him. You know, so that's kind of my concern with Cam. But now, you know, the consensus is obviously Shedeur, big gap, and I do wonder if he ends up taking a pretty big tumble in this draft. If you know, the Browns, Giants, you know, Raiders, if they're not going to go for him, how far does he fall?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Joe, I ask at the end of every single time we do one of these interviews, I ask the guests to plant their flag. Who is their team taking the pick? I think it's pretty clear what your answer would be. So along with it, I'll have you give me the assessment of Cam Ward at one for you to the Titans and where you think it brings Tennessee at the end of the 2025 season.
I think that there will be hope restored because I think he'll do enough that, you know, he'll make enough plays that you'll be able to see the makings of a good quarterback. It'll be Cam Ward, and I think there will be hope and excitement. And then the question is just, again, can you get – I think he misses too many layups. I think there's a lot to work on. I think accuracy is one of those things that you don't often see improve. Obviously, Josh Allen is like the guy that you could always look at and say, man, that guy could barely hit the broadside of a bar in his rookie year, you know, and look at what happened with him. But I think that he'll play well enough that there will be hope with Cam Ward. And then we're going to find out, you know, after 2-3 years, if he can really be worthy of that number one pick.
All right, Joe, I appreciate you setting aside the time. I know you've been busy for the last month or so, so I do appreciate it. And hopefully we can talk some here sometime soon, hopefully with better outlooks for both of our teams heading into 2025.
Sounds great. All right, thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Yep, appreciate you, Joe. Again, Joe Rexroad of 102.5 The Game, as well as The Athletic, joining us there on the hotline.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping. Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.